From Spark and Anvil and ProofQuest, this is Biconditional Bex in Chapter 1 of the ProofQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Before Biconditional Bex taught at the ProofQuest Academy, she ran a ferry across a wide gray river for 19 years. Bex was a sturdy, even-tempered otter, and her ferry had one rule she would not bend. A crossing only counted if it worked both ways. It was no good having a current that carried you smoothly to the far bank if it couldn't carry you home again. A real crossing, Bex always said, was a two-way thing. You had to be able to get from this side to that side, and from that side back to this side. Only then was it truly a crossing and not a trap. A young passenger named Wisp once asked her why she always rode the empty boat back along the very same route. "Checking the way home," Beck said, pulling steadily on the oars. "Lots of folks only ever think about getting there, but a path you can't come back along isn't a path, it's a one-way drop. I don't trust a crossing until I've walked it both directions. There and back. Both, or it doesn't count." Wisp frowned. "But you already know the river. You crossed it 1,000 times. "I know this way works," Beck said. "Knowing this way works tells me nothing about whether that way does. Two different directions. Two different things to check." Bex had cared about both directions since she was a pup. She'd grown up in a riverside town full of sayings that sounded like solid rules. If it's raining, the bridge is slippery. The townsfolk used these both ways without thinking. They'd see a slippery bridge and announce, confidently, that it must be raining. But little Bex noticed the slippery bridge was also slippery from morning dew, from spilled fish oil, from frost. Raining made it slippery, true, but slippery did not mean raining. "You're only allowed to flip a rule around," her grandmother told her, "if you've checked that the flip is true too. Rain makes it slippery, going one way. Slippery means rain, going the other. Those are two separate claims, pup. One can be true and the other false. Never assume the road runs both ways just because it runs one." Little Bex tested it for herself all that year and found her grandmother right again and again. So many of the town's rules only worked in one direction, even though everyone used them in both. The day she truly understood it, she felt the ground under her own thinking go suddenly firmer. From then on, whenever someone said two things were the same, she asked the same quiet question, "Does it work both ways?"
When she was grown, a mathematician from the ProofQuest Academy crossed Bex's ferry, listened to her insist on rowing the empty boat back, and understood at once what she was. "What is a biconditional proof?" the mathematician asked, mid-river. "It's a both ways proof," Bex said, rowing steadily. "When you want to show that two things are really the same condition, that P holds if and only if Q holds, one direction isn't enough. You have to prove if P then Q, and then, separately, if Q then P. There and back, both crossings," she feathered an oar. "People love to prove one direction and call it done, but if and only if is a two-way bridge. Until you've walked it both ways, you've only got half a proof, and half a bridge is just a place to fall in." "And when both directions hold?" the mathematician asked. "Then they're not two things at all," Beck said, smiling. "They're one thing with two names. That's what if and only if really means. The two banks turn out to be the same shore." The mathematician booked passage to the academy that very day and brought Bex with her.
Bex's favorite thing to teach was the patience of proving the second direction. A quick, impatient student named Tam once burst into her classroom. "I proved it," he said. "If a number is divisible by 6, then it's divisible by both 2 and 3. If and only if. Done." "You've proved one direction," Bex said warmly. "Beautifully, too. If divisible by 6, then by 2 and 3. That's the trip out. But if and only if needs the trip home as well. Have you proved that if a number is divisible by both 2 and 3, then it's divisible by 6? Tam opened his mouth, then closed it. I assumed that part was obvious. The trip home is never obvious until you've rode it, Beck said gently. Sometimes it's true and easy. Sometimes it's true and hard. And sometimes, she held up a careful paw, it's not true at all, and the whole if and only if falls apart. You don't get to know which until you actually make the crossing. She slid a fresh sheet toward him. So, row it back. Prove the second direction. Then you may say done and mean it. Tam bent over the page, and when he finally looked up, both directions proved, his impatience had turned into something steadier. It felt different, he said, knowing it goes both ways, solid. That's the feeling of a real crossing, Beck said.
Later, when the academy lamps were low, Beck sat by the window of her classroom, where a small carved model of a two-way bridge stood on the sill. Wisp, a student now, found her there.
Can I ask you something? Doesn't it get tiring always rowing back to check the other direction? Everybody else trusts a path once they've walked it once.
Bex turned the little carved bridge in her paws. It used to feel like double the work, she admitted. In the town, everyone else got to be done after one direction, and I was still out there checking the way home. It can feel like you're the only one who won't just trust things, she set the bridge down. But I'd rather know than assume. And here's what I found all those years on the river. When both directions finally hold, when the way there and the way back are both true, you get something you can never get from half a crossing. You get certainty that two things are truly one. Not hoped to be, not usually, truly, both ways, the same. She looked out at the dark river of the academy grounds. And as Wisp settled beside her, Bex felt the deep, even satisfaction she'd felt every time a both-ways crossing held. The quiet joy of two banks turning out to be one shore, of two ideas you'd kept apart proving to be the same thing all along. It was worth every extra row across, she thought, to be able to stand on a bridge and know, for certain, that it carried you home.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to biconditional BECCS. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.